neighbourhood in West Jerusalem. About 7:15 this morning, two men from East Jerusalem, two Palestinians, entered a synagogue where about 20 people were apparently praying, with axes and knives, according to the police, and a pistol. By the time the police had arrived, four Israelis who'd been praying inside had been killed in the attack. What ensued was a gun battle outside, which was caught on video, and you could see sort of police firing into the entrance of the synagogue, where the two attackers were shot and killed.
Hamas has sort of hailed this attack and said it's a response to the murder of Yusuf Ramouni. Can you describe the sort of background to this?
I can't actually. You've got more information than I have at this point. I haven't seen that. I mean, I came straight here.
But this is the deadliest attack for several years?
It's the deadliest, and it's unusual in that it was actually an attack on a synagogue. I mean, there was an attack in 2008 on a yeshiva. But, I mean, as some of the Israeli journalists have pointed out, there hasn't been this kind of attack on a synagogue in 30-odd years. And so this is quite unusual. It does fit into this kind of context of some of the problems that have been going on recently, which is the religious nature of some of the violence that we've seen in the city.
There's been some talk that one suspect is still at large. Can you sort of explain any more about that?
No, I haven't got any information on that at all. I mean, we walked past what looked like the scene of a car crash and oil all over the place about a kilometre from here that was being guarded by the police, but I don't know if that was related to this or not.
But as far as you know, both suspects, there were only two suspects and they were both killed?
They were killed at the synagogue in the gun battle that followed the attack.
And
I mean, one of the policemen was seriously wounded in the exchange of fire.
And presumably there's going to be some massive security crackdown.
I mean, you know, there is already a tremendous amount of security in the city. They put concrete bollards on the light rail stops to stop hit-and-run killings, hit-and-run attacks. There are kind of observation balloons over parts of the old city. You know, police in kind of the kind of frontline neighborhoods and kind of, you know, we've seen sort of plainclothes squads going into grab throwing stones. So, I mean, there has already been a huge increase in the police presence. But, I mean, you can imagine that it'll be even more now.
Okay, Peter. Keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye.